pre-Adamites. Now, did they exist?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the children's rhyme book, A is for Adam. Okay, Ken, what do you mean by pre-Adamites?
Well, first let me say that Christians who accept man's fallible methods of dating old objects and claiming it to be accurate have a real problem. You see, these dating methods wrongly date human skeletons back nearly 2 million years. Now, the Bible lists genealogies that show that Jesus Christ became a descendant of the first man, Adam. And if you take a strict chronology of the Bible, it places the creation of Adam at just over 6,000 years ago. So you see, there's no way that millions of years could be added into these genealogies in the Bible. That would destroy them. So what do the compromising Christians do with these human skeletons that supposedly date back millions of years? Well, they believe God must have created humans without souls before Adam and Eve, and they call them pre-Adamites. A number of famous Christian leaders actually believe this. They claim then that 25,000 years ago, God made Adam and Eve after these supposed soulless humans died out. But the secular dating methods these Christians accept indicate that the American Indians lived supposedly 40 to 60,000 years ago, and so this would mean they couldn't be descendants of Adam and Eve and couldn't have salvation through Christ. See what shocking distortions happen when people try to add man's ideas to the Bible.
Some compromising Christians have suggested that life could have evolved elsewhere in the universe. For our reply, read our free booklet on extraterrestrial life at AnswersRadio.com.